This public radio podcast is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org, and by KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
The Self-Fulfilling Prophecy.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. I don't know if you remember, but just a couple days ago, we told you about this prediction by analysts at Goldman Sachs. It was about oil rising as high as $150 to $200 a barrel within 2 years. Well, that's apparently part of the reason oil has hit its latest record. Also, a weakening dollar has investors snapping up commodities. Oil prices surpassed $125 a barrel this morning. Even with average oil prices surging to new records, the U.S. trade deficit narrowed more than expected in March. The Commerce Department says demand for imports fell by the largest amount since the last recession was ending. A new hedge fund formed by wealthy investors in the U.S. and London is putting $125 million into the Middle East and Africa. London-based Insparo Asset Management is launching the new fund this month. It is a modest investment in the high-flying world of hedge funds, but it's a sign some see Africa as the last frontier. Marketplace's Sarah Gardner has more.
The fund's managers say the opportunities to make money in Africa are huge. African economies are closely tied to commodities, and commodity prices around the world are soaring. Globalization expert Sebastian Malaby.
So if you want to play on either oil or minerals or even agricultural potential with very high food prices, parts of Africa that are more stable is a smart place to go.
But stable has historically been hard to come by in many African countries. Richard Feltis watches global commodities markets at MF Global.
The short-term risk, of course, is the political instability, the lack of infrastructure. But over the long term, for a investor thinking out over a decade or more horizon, it may be a very good bet.
The managers of this latest Africa hedge fund say they've been running a pilot portfolio for the last 9 months just to test the waters. It rose 17% in value the first 3 months of this year. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
Citigroup says it needs to become more efficient. The company announced today it's going to drop $400 billion of assets over the next 2 to 3 years. The Dow picked up 52 points yesterday to 12,866. The Nasdaq gained 12 to 2,451, and the S&P 500 grabbed 5 points to 1,397. Asian markets were down today, and shares are still lower in Europe. Clear Channel is turning up its profit. The radio group just announced positive earnings in the midst of dealing with a messy $20 billion buyout. Marketplace's Dan Gretsch reports.
Clear Channel first announced it would be taken private in a leveraged buyout back in November 2006. The deal was approved after a 10-month struggle over price with activist shareholders. Then the credit market tanked. Now the six banks that agreed to finance the deal, including Citigroup, Morgan Stanley, and Wachovia, want to pull out. Media analyst Joe Bonner is with Argus Research.
The shareholders took management to the wall on price. And then, in the meantime, credit markets fell apart and the deal might just fall apart.
Clear Channel and the private equity firms that want to buy it have sued the banks to force the deal through. They'll meet in court next week. In the meantime, Clear Channel's 1,100 radio stations are losing ad revenue to new online competitors. The deadline to complete the deal is June 12th. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by America's Family Physicians, offering patient-centered care so employees can better manage their health and employers better manage their costs. AAFP.org/value. By Advanta. Advanta salutes small business, the brave ones, the risk takers, all those who chase a dream and make their own way. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
We continue now with Food Fight, our series on the global food crisis.
In Haiti, riots over food prices.
Limiting purchases of rice.
Winter wheat's up 25 cents. Corn.
Food prices are up nearly 4.5% over last year. And experts say they could rise another 5% this year. That's inspiring more people to plant their own food. As Stacey Vanek-Smith reports, the gardening industry is growing like a weed.
The Stanford Avalon Community Garden spans several blocks of the Watts neighborhood in Los Angeles. It has a long waiting list for its 87 plots. And with food costs rising, Executive Director Miguel Luna expects the garden will get even more popular.
With prices going up and the grocers, this is ideal. You see what you're growing, you're able to grow it, and you take it home.
Lupe, who works as a nanny, finally got her plot 3 months ago. Her mint, cactus, basil, and greens are flourishing.
Of course, I save a lot of money. I wish to grow beans and rice.
And lots of us wish we could grow Chinese takeout, or at least make gardening that convenient. Products that make growing food easier, from plants to tools to fertilizers, are boosting garden store sales.
They want convenience. No one wants to spend hours and hours and hours outside.
Josh Peoples is director of marketing for Scott's Miracle-Gro. He says new gardeners have been snapping up products that save time, including soil that has fertilizer and food already in it, and single packs of plant food.
There's no getting your fingers dirty or having to know how much to measure. You just rip open the top, pour it into a watering can, and you're ready to go.
Peoples says container gardening is also flourishing. That's growing plants in tubs and pots, popular with urbanites and weekend weed whackers. A Miracle-Gro soil that resists overwatering, a big problem with container gardening, has seen sales jump 40% a year. Of course, it all starts with the seeds. Sales of those are up 25% at gardening stores across the country.
We're seeing a strong interest in garden seed this year, probably more so than in years past.
Patty Price is Senior VP of Merchandising for Lowe's Outdoor Living Products. She says growers are looking beyond the typical choices.
We're seeing the typical tomatoes and peppers growing, but we're also seeing things like blueberries and raspberry and blackberries that are growing.
Gardening centers are expected to be a bright spot for companies like Lowe's and Home Depot. Both have been hit hard by the housing downturn. I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.
For more of our coverage on the global food crisis, go to marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.